The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. secondcalldefense.org. Coming from the desk of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Apparently, Dr. Timothy Wheeler and Dr. Arthur, and I'm going to, Dr. John is in the chat room. You tell me if I get his name right. Dr. Arthur Priest-Binda. I'm almost certain I didn't get that right. But Priest-Binda, that's what I'm going to go by. They were sitting in California with a K as they went through a process they referred to as Gunmageddon, which was an all-day marathon of hearings on proposed anti-gun rights, listening to the tripe and the stupidity coming from the California with a K's Senate Public Safety Committee. According to Dr. Priest-Binda, it was enough to raise one's blood pressure to dangerous levels. I have been there myself. It ended up with them sitting in front of SB 106, Firearm Violence Research Center, put up by Senator Wolk. Dr. Wheeler and Priest-Binda were there for that hearing. And the Dr. Wheeler sort of summarized this to a certain degree already. Senator Wolk, in her introductory remarks on April the 19th, said the University of California, with a K, is perfectly situated to do the research that she thirsts for. She did not say how or why it's perfectly situated to meet this goal. Then enter Garen Wintemute, a self-described one of a dozen national experts in the field of pseudo-medical anti-gun agitprop. And he just happens to be running an operation smack dab in the middle of Wolk's district. And he eagerly hovered close to the witness table at every hearing this bill has had to date. Him being there makes it obvious to anyone with more than a passing understanding where this center is intended to be located and who is intended to run it. So even a large public institution like the UC would not waste time and resources building a new institution if one is already in place. That issue aside, Dr. Priest-Binda has taken it upon himself, thankfully, to examine the arguments presented by the witnesses in support of the bill. In particular, as he puts it, two Sacramento area physicians who seem to have drunk the anti-gun Kool-Aid, ladled out by Garen Wintemute. Their testimony consisted of the same modus operandi evident in all medical anti-gun crusaders' acts. Throw up a fistful of statistics like confetti over a gore parade, use syllogisms, which I don't even know what a syllogism is, but use lots of them. Close, nobody can pronounce. How does he pronounce it, Dr. John? Priest-Binda, though. I like it. Isn't he the guy that I send all of the audio to whenever we have audio to send to him? And now he's out there writing, too. He's a good writer. Syllogisms, though. Lots of them. And they like big multi-syllabic words because you sound smart with multi-syllabic words. And you sound correct as well. The first physician to testify was Dr. Kevin Jones, an ER physician who represented the California chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians. He asserted that physicians rely on research for evidence-based care. Lots of people do. Everybody likes evidence-based care. I like it. I don't even know what it is, and it sounds good to me. Multisyllabic. And he led with the example of stroke research resulting in reduced mortality by way of prevention. So he then segues to the argument that he needs Firearm Violence Research Center to do research that allows him to effectively treat gunshot wounds, like he needs stroke research to help him treat stroke patients. But what does the reason that Johnny shot Mikey have to do with medical care or medical prevention? Doctors in an ER are a lot like me and you when we're confronted with a threat, except in a different way. When we're confronted with a threat, I don't have the time nor luxury to sit back and wonder about their socioeconomic background. I don't have time to worry about, are both their parents at home? Are they a gang member? Have they been abused as children? I don't have time for that. I don't have any time whatsoever for that. All I have is a threat in front of me. I have a choice on how to deal with it, and it depends on how far it goes as to how I escalate. With a doctor, when a gunshot wound comes in, like a sucking chest wound, why that guy got shot doesn't matter. Why the guy that shot him doesn't matter. What matters is treating that wound. A physician's job is a very clinical one. Stop the bleeding, mend the bones, close the wounds, do all the other things necessary to get the patient out of the hospital alive. The events that happened during his progress from a doe-eyed kindergartner to a 16-year-old juvenile gang member who shoots Mikey are multifactorial and sociological, and they are not medical. Research guiding physicians to do these very clinical things has been and continues to be conducted. It's called trauma medicine. And what has passed for objective research in the dubious field of public health gun research has been advocacy research, which proclaims banal findings such as gunshot wounds are among the most severe injuries a child can suffer. Really? I'd have never thunk it. So it agitates for busybodies to strip away good people's civil rights by attributing causality of multifactorial phenomena to the presence of a single object. Does that sound smart? I use a lot of multisyllabic words there. Or it is not research at all, but public wringing of the hands that culminates with calling good people murderers if they use deadly force to defend their own lives. Then that was Dr. Lindsay Harms, a pediatrics resident in the Sacramento area. She spoke on behalf of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And she started her testimony asserting gun violence is a pediatric issue. No, it isn't. It's a criminal issue. It's a violence issue. It has a lot of socio things happening behind it that make it happen in the first place. It has nothing to do whatsoever with what a doctor does. A doctor may not like it. A doctor may crusade against it. But when it hits them, when it hits their doors, their job is really quite simple. And this is what their specialty is. This is what they do. Attacking it and attacking my rights is not necessarily going to lead to very much of anything. For more information about this, you can find this article at the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. If you've never checked that website out, I heartily recommend it to you, simply because doctors are, you know, when you can find doctors on both sides of the aisle just like you can anybody else. These guys put forth some very formidable arguments for your rights, and they do it from a standpoint, you know, most people, well, I'm a doctor and I know more than you do. Really? What about this doctor over here that I know? This Dr. John Dean, Timothy Wheeler, Dr. Priest Benda, Dr. Young. What about those guys? Those guys are doctors too. I think they know as much as you do, doctor. Me, I'm just Dr. Feel Good. And I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
MC Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. AGC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An AGC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. Let's go to the phones real quick. Let's go to Chris in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, how you doing, Bill?
I am doing. What's up? What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, did you get that email I sent you today?
I saw it, and I had three or four fires going on at one time, and I didn't really get a chance to read it. Keep enlighten me.
Well, it's nice to see a gun store fighting back for the rights. But there is a Arlington-based Nova Armory is suing 64 individuals because they were trying to pressure them out of business.
Ah, yes.
We have six lawmakers that sent a letter to their landlord urging her to cancel their lease on their store. And so now they're suing 64 people for $2 million in damages, expenses, and lost revenue. They've received harassing emails, phone calls, letters, including death threats made against their 16-year-old daughter of the business manager.
Yeah, that is actually in my show prep for today. And they're not backing down at all, are they? They're going to take the fight to them.
No, it's good that they're fighting back against this cabal that wants to take away our Second Amendment rights. And for those who want to go and shop at their store and get whatever you need to get.
I agree with you on that. It's, the gun industry and gun shops especially are so heavily regulated that this kind of stuff, this is nothing to them. This is absolutely nothing to them. If you go into a gun shop today, they've got to have one room just to keep the FFLs in there. They have to keep on file forever and ever and ever. And they better never mislay one, and they have so many details and everything else that standing up to these yahoos is not that big of a deal. But, I didn't see your email regarding this, but I have been reading up on it. I'm just waiting to see how it all foils. Now, which Arlington, is it in Arlington, Texas? Which Arlington, Virginia? Where is it? That part I'm unclear about.
Doesn't say. It's in North Pershing Drive is where it's located. It's owned by Broadstone Security.
I will have to dig into this and see if I can't get them to come on the show to talk about that. But thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, they cut this from guns.com.
Well, I know the people at guns.com. I'll give them a call and see if they'll give it to me.
Yeah, and one nice thing is a couple weeks ago, I took my wife down to the sheriff to get her concealed carry permit.
Yep.
You know how long it took to get it?
How long?
15 minutes.
Boy, that's... Well,
And me, it took me 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting to see Hillary come into your state and start playing in there. You guys have some fun with that now you're here. Let me run. I got another call waiting. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Jim from nowhere in particular, what can I do for you? Are you going to talk or are you going to make sound effects? I guess that's why he didn't want to give his name or anything, huh? Ah, golly gee. It takes all kinds, folks. It takes all kinds to make this world up. And well, anyway, Hillary Clinton. She has declared that reducing gun violence is a driving interest in her 2016 presidential campaign. I don't know why she says that, because her rhetoric doesn't come anywhere near her matching her actions or deal with the reality that murders are at an all-time low as gun ownership and guns existing is at an all-time high. Instead of targeting the segment of the population that is responsible for committing the majority of the nation's violent crimes, think of it this way. If you were to observe a drag race, a Fast and Furious type drag race where, you know, it's illegal, it's dangerous, all that other thing. And the cops come and they start ticketing all the cars in a parking lot and not going after the drag racers, but they're saying, we're doing this to stop drag racing. That's what she does. She has to do some things that are unfortunately not politically correct. And that is, you have to target the bad guys. Unfortunately, for the liberals, this means you have to target the very those that you have created yourself. Because black America is not inherently violent more so than anybody else. But when you have a bunch of inner city youth that have one parent in jail or both parents not there or whatever, and the family structure has broken down altogether, then they, you know, children want to belong somewhere, and a lot of them find that in a gang. And then, you know, one thing that she's not saying that I would be saying, that I say right now, and I'm not saying it, I'm not putting it out there because I think it sounds good. It is the truth. We got about, you know, 50% of all the murderers are young black men. 50% of all the murder victims are black. We're killing a bunch of young fellas because we're allowing them to kill each other because the liberals wanted to be in charge. They want to be in charge of every facet of everybody's life. Instead of attacking the criminals, though, because you're going to have the problem with creating a monster is that you have to deal with that monster until it's not there anymore. And you could start doing that right now by pulling back some of your more crazy policy liberals, if you're listening. But in the meantime, the monster still exists, and you'll have to deal with that. However, you don't want to do that. Instead, she wants to attack law-abiding gun owners who are just in the parking lot. We're just there. She attacks laws designed to protect the firearms industry from frivolous lawsuits. And she wants to ban AR-15s because they're, you know, killing machines, except with the Indian Army, who just says they're just wounding machines. She's pandering to mostly white, wealthy, suburban, and urban liberals with her dishonest rhetoric of stopping gun violence. You want to stop gun violence? You got to go to where the gun violence originates and where it happens. Period. So, you know, that's what she needs to be. If she's really interested in doing that, that's what she needs to look at. And if she's not going to do that, then she doesn't need to, you know, real life isn't a Brady Bunch episode with some sort of voodoo talisman that's going to change people. People respond to situations that they find themselves in because they've been failed by their own bad decisions, by their culture, by their community, and by their government. Hillary, we'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Duck, he raises up. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. I want to point out that right now I have my crack team at Genesis Communications hard at work. We're going to track down Jim, who likes to stick his phone down in the toilet and flush it and make noise on my show, and we're going to hunt him down and gut him like a fish. That's coming up later. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Let me ask you a question. Hypothetical, of course. You find yourself in a job where you run the daily risk of running into gang members and domestic abusers and drug addicts and other violent criminals. Which of the following guns would you rather have in your hands? Option number one, the Armatix IP1, the most technologically advanced viable smart gun in the world. It is chambered for .22 long rifle, which against a violent criminal is pretty much useless. And if you're, unless you're going up against a squirrel. It comes with a 10-round magazine. It can be fired when it's within 10 inches of its IW1 wristwatch, and it works about 90% of the time when fired in the same hand when you wear the IW1 watch. The IW1 watch, by the way, if it had a different LCD in it, you could watch television without eye strain on it. It's a gigantic affair. It will not fire at all if you move the IP1 gun more than 10 inches away from the IW1 watch, such as when you shift the gun to your other hand. It will still fire in the hands of a criminal as long as the watch is as close to the officer's gun, such as in a struggle over the gun. And the officer has to remember to punch in a PIN code every so many hours or the system shuts off, and it is battery dependent and fragile. You know, if the battery goes dead on the watch or on the phone, the battery on the watch or on the gun Sorry. I was thinking iPhone all of a sudden. Option number two. The CZP-01 pistol. I don't know how many cops carry it. It would be a fine sidearm for anybody. The CZP-01 is a very capable traditional 9mm handgun designed for cop use, police use. Has 14-round magazines. It can be fired with either hand with no restrictions. And in testing, had 7 stoppages and 15,000 rounds fired. Now, the Armatix will have a stoppage every time you put a gun in it. I mean, a magazine in it. What is going on? Am I having like one of those one of those migraines again? No, I don't. You don't have to look into it. I just want to hunt him down. That's all. Anyway, so if you were a police officer or just a concealed carrying handgun person, which one of these guns would you like to carry? The Armatix IP1 that doesn't work, and we know it doesn't work, and it needs batteries, and you got to punch in a PIN code, and you got to have a wristwatch the size of a wall clock, or the fine CZP-01. Well, for me and you, it's a no-brainer, but it should come as no surprise that the only people in the world pushing for smart guns are those who hate guns and the people who use them. Enter Barack Hussein Obama. He's decided to open a new front in the gun control debate, readying a big push for so-called smart gun technology, an initiative that the gun lobby and law enforcement rank and file are already mobilizing against. As early as tomorrow, Obama is set to formally release findings from the Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security departments on ways to spur the development of guns that can only be fired by their owner, according to industry and gun control sources. Senior advisor / real president Valerie Jarrett is slated to preview the announcement for stakeholders on Thursday. She did it today somewhere. It's an intensification of an effort that kicked off in January when Obama ordered federal agencies to explore such technology and report back as part of his series of executive orders for common sense gun controls. Now, the smart gun element of the actions drew little attention earlier this year. Critics are gearing up to fight back against the possibility that such guns could be required for government firearms purchases. I don't know how beyond the feds they could do that, though. They cannot come out and require states to do this. That is an unfunded mandate. And these things are expensive. One of the reasons these, you know, police, when they're looking out there and they're trying to buy a uniform pistol for everybody to carry, they're looking at, does it work? Is it reliable? What's the service like? You know, ammunition, what kind of service after the sale? What kind of support are we going to get at it? And last but not least, they're looking at price. So, source familiar with the plan said that type of mandate isn't on tap right now. But critics are still worried the administration is laying the groundwork for such a move. Among the biggest skeptics are the police, worried about testing an unproven technology on the streets. Yeah, I can see that quite clearly. James Pascoe, executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police, said police officers in general, federal officers in particular, shouldn't be asked to be the guinea pigs in evaluating a firearm that nobody's even seen yet. We've had some very, very serious questions. Armatix is a company in trouble. And they've already gotten rid of the guy that developed the gun, which was a former H&K guy, who says he developed the Armatix IP-1 because of his guilt for developing H&K real guns. And I'll tell you, the biggest reason I think they want to have smart guns is so they can turn them off if they want to. I've talked about this before. Apple patented, although they've never released, they patented some technology back in 2000. I don't remember when it was. But what it basically boils down to, Apple patented some technology where you could enact a protocol which would work over, a grid square on a map. And once that protocol was enacted, until it was taken back, what would happen that all of the Apple devices, the iPads with the cameras, the iPhones with the cameras, and, you know, the Wi-Fi capability to transmit things, all of that would be inactive. It would be deactivated by this protocol. The only reason you would want to do that, let me give you a reason why you would want to do it. Let's say you're in Connecticut, and Malloy finally finds that he's got a pair, and he's decided he's going to go door to door and start confiscating guns, and he's anticipating that the Connecticut State Police are probably going to get in a few firefights. Somebody records that with an iPhone and puts that on Facebook, and it makes it out into the web. That makes the Bundy Ranch look like a birthday party in the spring. Because everybody will move to that point. Everybody will know it's on. When the cops start going ex post facto and start killing people for owning something that's legal, they'll know it's on and they will go. And that will be it. The reason you would want technology like that would be to deactivate that and to slow down that proliferation of that information. Now, take that technology and apply that to the smart gun. If you're going after a known assailant in an area, you know he's in Block A. Why couldn't you just turn up, if all the guns there are smart guns, just turn them all off in Block A and make sure that his is turned off? Of course, nobody else's is going to work either. That's what they want. They want a sure thing. They want a guarantee, a crystallized, bona fide guarantee that when they say do something, you don't have the capacity to say no, or they just flip that switch. Turn everything off. Your resistance is only as good as the signal, which is why we have to keep fighting smart guns, because that's what they're pushing for. Obama won't be around for it. Don't kid yourself on that. He's just about done. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, we're going to take a look at some malfeasance. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Earlier this month, Governor Chris Christie in New Jersey issued new guidelines for obtaining a firearms license, which New Jersey lawmakers read that to mean primarily Democrats. Now say is a mistake for public safety. The regulatory orders directed by Christie include adding serious threats to the qualifying circumstances in the state's may issue permitting scheme, as well as expanding protections for those transporting firearms. This move comes following the recommendations of a panel established by Christie in 2015 in response to the death of Carol Bowne of Berlin. Bowne was killed in her front yard by her ex-boyfriend after she obtained a protective order and filed paperwork to obtain a firearms permit that was still not granted more than 2 months later. Nevertheless, gun control crusaders in the New Jersey legislature feel Christie is compromising the state's notoriously rigid may-issue firearms laws, and they're seeking a concurrent resolution to prohibit the adoption of the governor's new guidelines. Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg, Democrat from Bergen, said in a statement, "If these proposed regulations are adopted, they would significantly loosen New Jersey's appropriately strict gun laws." Now, why is it appropriate in New Jersey, where in so many states they have nothing of this kind, and yet we have less crime than in New Jersey? We have regular law-abiding citizens coming into these states and not being arrested like they crossed into East Germany, like they do in New Jersey. Why is it appropriate? Loretta says they would allow every cab driver, pizza delivery driver, and anyone else living or working in a high-crime neighborhood to qualify for a firearm carry permit. Heaven forbid that regular working people would carry a gun. Why would they need a gun? This is completely contrary to our current laws, which are intended to limit who carries a handgun out of the side of the home and permit only those with a specific threat to their life to carry a firearm. Carrying a handgun in public without a permit is a crime under state law that can earn an offender up to 10 years in prison and a $150,000 fine. But getting a permit is so hard that the state has often been referred to by Second Amendment advocates as practically no issue, which is that. That's what they are. Let's go straight there right now. Bob in Michigan. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Oh, Bill.
Hey.
Hey, that caller that hung up.
Oh, I hung up on him. Don't kid yourself. I hung up on him.
Oh, well, I mean, see what happened. He thought he was going to make a comment, but accidentally he pushed the wrong button and flushed the contents of his cranial, you know.
You think he's doing a little mental hygiene there?
Yeah, I think he walked, you know.
Well, I guess he's to be commended then. You think that maybe me wanting to hunt him down and get him like a fish is maybe a little harsh?
Maybe it cleared out his thinking.
Maybe we can have a conversation, he and I. He wouldn't even give us his name.
Can't. You see, here's it just kind of shows their mentality. They can't argue with you. They can't bring any cogent argument to you. So they have to resort to the, you know, lowest form of commentary, shall we say.
Yeah, but we don't even get to credit to him because we don't know who he was. I mean, I'm sure he's sitting back going right now, you know how clever. Well, nobody knows, though, because we don't know who he was. He wanted to not give his name, and I told my man that I had to at least have a name.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to go, okay, thingamajig, what's on your mind? I've made a conscious effort to show my fellow man as much respect as they show me. And, you know, at this particular moment, even though I find your postulation to be very attractive. Maybe he was getting red. Maybe he was doing like a cranial cleanse. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
You got it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Cranial cleanse. I'll have to remember that. Back to New Jersey. In 2014, the Second Amendment Foundation, National Rifle Association, 19 states and 34 congressional representatives supported the lawsuit of a man, John Drake, a New Jersey ATM business owner who was denied a concealed carry permit because he could not satisfy the state's definition of good cause. U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear further appeals after lower courts found for the government. Some lawmakers on the other side of the aisle from Weinberg feel New Jersey's gun laws are too strict and that the reform should stand. Senator Jerry Cardinal, Republican from Bergen, says national statistics show that when a state chooses to become a shall-issue state, violent crime goes down. When did this happen? Where have I been? Blocking the governor's proposed regulations will discourage victims facing serious threats from applying for the permits they desperately need while allowing criminals to continue operating, knowing that their victims won't be able to defend themselves. The resolution, backed by Assembly Minority Leader John Bramnick, Republican from Union in the lower chamber, is expected to advance in coming days. If successful and transmitted to Christie, his administration would have 30 days to amend or withdraw the proposed regulatory changes. If not, the legislature would have to pass an additional resolution to void the measure outright. New Jersey reminds me of my home state of South Carolina. South Carolina, a lot of people that don't know anything about South Carolina think that we are deep red. And as a lifelong South Carolinian, except for the time I was in the military, I will tell you right now that couldn't be any further from the truth. Our state house, Columbia, South Carolina, is like a lot like Little Chicago. Or maybe Chicago is a lot like Columbia. I don't know. Here in South Carolina, the legislature will tell you, because there's some people that want to carry guns out in the open, and they won't consider it. And there's some people that want to see that people in the state should be allowed to carry a gun like in 10 other states without any permit at all. And they don't want to see that happen either. And what you'll hear is that we're allowing you to get a concealed carry permit. We're being told that the police officers here could not figure out the difference between a guy walking with his family, pushing a stroller with a child in it, with a gun on his hip. They couldn't tell that he's not a bad guy. And that's the kind of garbage we're fed here. Now, we do have concealed carry permits, but they will not budge. And I continue to be seriously considering. I can't even carry a gun into Georgia. There's only three borders on South Carolina. One borders the ocean, one borders North Carolina, and one borders Georgia. And they're all about the same length. So the border with Georgia is just a no-gun zone. And when we cross over into Georgia, we don't have any rights of self-defense because we don't have reciprocity. Because, you see, Georgia doesn't require that you shoot 50 bullets at the end of your qualification test and everything. Here in South Carolina, we call that training. All of my people that I know that actually do train, I'm trying to get some, I want to do a video to send to the South Carolina General Assembly where I show them one of my big ammo cans with 2,000 rounds in it. And I say, now this is training. This is what I would use in a weekend class. And then hold up a 50-round box and say, this is what you call training at the end of a class that you take, which is primarily to tell you where you can't carry a gun and to try to tell you how to employ lethal force and how to develop mindset. That's what you try to teach, and you're telling me that, because to be honest with you, when you're shooting at a target the size of a Volkswagen from about 7 feet, you're not some precision marksman, believe me. And their rules are you got to get them in the black. They could be all over the place and qualify. So that's not training. But I can't carry a gun into Georgia because they don't waste 50 rounds every time somebody comes out there and decides they want to carry a gun. They're more constitutional, and I told that to the General Assembly. They didn't like that much either. We've got another hour coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.